Dreamscape presents Double or Nothing by Cindy Steele. Narrated by David Bendina and Stacey Glemboski. Mom. There was a short period growing up when I went through a difficult time, and my self-esteem had taken a hit. During this time, there was one night where you sat next to me on the couch and reminded me, in unequivocal terms, of my worth. And my value. I am forever grateful. The incident. 10 years earlier. Tessa. I bent over the kitchen counter and peered into the bowl of light brown liquid that had definitely not gotten foamy after a 5-minute rest. Tess, can we please just grab a pizza from the freezer? My best friend Kelsey asked over my shoulder. Let's give it another minute, I pleaded. I got it to work at my house. Kelsey groaned and began rummaging through her mom's cupboards. I'm too hungry to waste any more time. I'm turning on the oven. The water must not have been hot enough. I felt the bowl, and indeed, it was tepid to the touch. Dejectedly, I stirred the liquid with the wooden spoon, begging it to foam. The failure was a definite blow to my precious 14-year-old ego. I was staying at Kelsey's home for a weekend sleepover. We had just come from watching her brother, Logan, play a home game for the varsity basketball team. He had scored 11 points, had 9 rebounds, 1 steal, and basically helped our small team in Eugene, Idaho, to not suck too badly. I knew all of those stats, not because I was still obsessed with him, but because I cared about our town's success. As children, we used to exchange love notes. And when I say exchange, I mean, as an 8-year-old, I would write gibberish with lots of hearts in note form and hide it under his pillow during sleepovers. Obviously, by the mature age of 14, those had stopped. And though I still kept the secret scrapbook full of pictures of Logan, I no longer added to it. However, I did keep that particular secret hidden deep in the recesses of my bedroom, hidden even from Kelsey. Actually, especially from Kelsey. So when do you think your family will be home? Kelsey shot me a look, her light brown hair falling into her eyes as she pulled out a pizza pan. I know what you're really asking, creeper, and I have no idea. Logan usually hangs out with friends after the game.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?